Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This is Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Laslotti. For the past few sessions, progressive organizations and representatives of the medical community have repeatedly claimed that minors do not receive gender transition treatments in Montana. They have claimed for years that Montana children may be socially transitioned, but that these children are not receiving irreversible medical interventions like cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers. I've got news for you. That was a lie. The lie was exposed in a committee hearing in front of the House Judiciary Committee on Saturday. During the hearing on House Bill 682, a bill to establish the Detransitioners Bill of Rights, we heard testimony from Elle Palmer. At age 15, after battling significant mental health issues, Elle self-diagnosed as transgender. At age 16, after consulting with her lesbian counselor, she was immediately affirmed as a boy, and her counselor helped her book an appointment at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Great Falls, Montana. Elle's mother accompanied her to the appointment at Planned Parenthood, but when she tried to follow her daughter back to the appointment, the provider asked Elle if she would prefer to have her mother wait outside. The rebellious 16-year-old chose to have her mother wait outside, one of several decisions she now regrets. After answering a few basic questions about her medical history, Elle was prescribed synthetic testosterone. She was hoping to deepen her voice and grow facial hair. She got much more than she bargained for. And while she was provided some information about the potential side effects of synthetic testosterone treatment, as an invincible 16-year-old girl without the benefit of her parents' counsel, she ignored both the short-term and long-term consequences of this treatment. The consequences for this Montana teenager were immediate. Elle received testosterone injections for 3 years. Until she detransitioned at age 19. As a result of the testosterone, she developed a range of health conditions, which required additional medication and a restrictive diet to stabilize. Unfortunately, some of the consequences that Elle has suffered are completely irreversible. When Elle detransitioned at age 19, the community that had once affirmed her identity turned its back on her. Elle sought help in her detransition process from the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Missoula, Montana. The providers at that clinic told her that they were not equipped to help someone detransition. Elle was now forced to face the difficult and painful detransition process all on her own. Now, at age 25, Elle has become a powerful advocate against gender-affirming care for minors, and her story is unfortunately not uncommon. During the hearing on House Bill 862, we heard testimony from other detransitioners, along with medical experts from around the world. Dr. Quentin Van Meter, a pediatric endocrinologist and president of the American College of Pediatricians, also testified. One of the most compelling points Dr. Van Meter raised, and there were many, is the fact that regret is much more common than transgender advocates would have you believe. According to Dr. Van Meter, upwards of 30% of patients who receive transition treatment end up regretting their decision. House Bill 682 would provide a pathway for justice for the children who are harmed by these interventions, for people like Elle Palmer and countless others. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek A. Stryker, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.